in Washington. Former President Trump spoke in Johnstown, PA on Friday, defending his appearance at Arlington National Cemetery earlier in the week, taking photos of the families of those killed during the U.S. pullout from Afghanistan.
Joe Biden killed those young people because he was incompetent. And then they tell me that I used their graves for public relations services. And I didn't.
The U.S. Army criticized the event, but a Gold Star parent is expressing support for Trump for attending that ceremony. And she says it was to honor her son.
President Trump was criticized by Democrats for taking video at the site. But Kelly Hoover says it was the right thing to do. Hoover said she invited Trump, adding that her son was murdered under the Biden-Harris administration. Staff Sergeant Darren Taylor Hoover was killed during the botched Afghanistan withdrawal. Neither Biden nor Harris attended the ceremony to honor those who were killed.
That's Tayshia Stevens reporting. Record number of travelers expected this Labor Day weekend. Spokesman Doug Yanko with San Francisco International Airport has some advice.
Bottom line for passengers, it will be a busy weekend. We do recommend allowing extra time. We recommend getting to the airport at least 2 hours prior to departure for domestic flights. Give yourself 3 hours for international flights. And then the other thing we're really watching for this weekend is this is a weekend where our parking garages tend to fill up very quickly.
An inflation measure closely tracked by the Federal Reserve remained low last month, extending a trend of cooling price increases, one that clears the way for the Fed to start cutting its key interest rate next month. For the first time in 4.5 years, prices rose just 0.2% from June to July, up a tick from the previous month's 0.1% increase compared with a year ago. This is SRN News. There are plenty of them, but researchers want to know, what's your favorite Old Testament story?
That's what Lifeway Research has been asking Christians lately, and it turns out that Moses leading the Israelites out of Egypt is the favorite story of 13% of poll respondents. 11% favor Noah and the flood, while 8% like David and Goliath. However, the Lifeway survey reveals that 11% of believers answered with a story from the New Testament, suggesting that their grasp of what happened in what part of the Bible is a little lacking. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Texas Department of Public Safety will no longer allow transgender residents to change the sex on their driver's license to align with their gender identity. That's according to an internal agency email that also asked staff to compile the names of people seeking a gender marker change. The Texas Tribune obtained a photo of that email, which said the change takes effect immediately. This is SRN News. The Washington Commanders' home field will now be known as Northwest Stadium.
The NFL team has reached an 8-year agreement with Northwest Federal Credit Union to rename the place, which has been known as FedEx Field, since 1999. FedEx extended its naming rights agreement in February, 2 years before it was set to expire. The deal with Northwest Federal Credit Union also puts the company's logo on the team's practice jerseys.
That's correspondent Jeremy House. Young girls are buying up anti-aging products they see promoted on social media, and that's having a harmful effect on their young skin and mental health in some cases. Girls as young as 8 are said to be turning up at dermatologists' offices these days with rashes, chemical burns, and other allergic reactions to products not intended for children's skin. Extensive data suggests a fixation on appearance can also affect self-esteem. More details at SRNnews.com.